by hearing and how to serve Bhagavad devotees by hearing Harikatha from them, to serve them, etc. All these and all the inauspicious desires are removed from the heart, destroyed in the heart. It is possible by hearing Bhagavatam, Virasamido, etc. All these shlokas also give the same result. Or by serving the Vaishnavas, those sensitive persons who are chanting or who are speaking Bhagavad Kata, if we serve them, hear from them, and all the inauspicious desires are removed from the heart, and he develops Nashtiki Bhakti towards the Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Now, what is Nashtiki Bhakti? The other two shlokas are described, Sarnam Sokatha Shan Krishna Purnishan Kirtana. Hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting these glories, all the inauspicious desires are destroyed and he is purified. The hearer, first of all, he enters into the heart of the hearer and removes the anartha. This is spoken about Anishita Bhakti when he is in the stage of Anishita. But so it looks like as if that it is there are anarthas, which is described as anarthas residing in the heart. But when he enters the heart, he removes the heart or inauspicious desires, he removes them from his heart. This is described in the first verse. Through this sentence, you can understand that it is anartha nivritti this stage. Now, anartha nivritti this stage, after this stage, or in anishita bhajan, after this, when anishita nivritti is removed, anarthas are removed. Like it is described earlier, Anishita was there, he was not determined yet, but now Anartha, whatever he had, how it is removed, etc., now it is described. Now in this second shlok, Nashpray Shubhadresha Nitam Savasevaya, by continual serving Srimad Bhagavatam and living Bhagavat, Pray, Anarthaji, mostly on the Anarthaji move, which utterly completely have not been attained. This Purna, it is also not Bhavdeshwartini, yes, means a big fraction of the Anarthas have been removed. Maybe a 2% still remain, 98% have been removed. By this sentence, you must understand that in anartha nivritti also, in some percentage of these anarthas are still remaining behind, very deep anarthas which are translation.
Given both of Anishita Bhajan and Nishita Bhajan. There, Siddhartha Swatakar upon himself. The example is like Sukadeva Swami, who achieved perfection by continuing kirtan, and Krishna Maharaj, who achieved perfection by continuing hearing of that kirtan, or like Sri Ramananda Roy, who performed continuing kirtan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who also performed continuing hearing of that kirtan. Like Katha, Harikatha himself, which is Krishna, directly aids the heart and purifies the heart like a friend. For example, if we go into a friend's house and he says, take a seat, but that seat is dirty, then our friend will go out and that friend himself will clean the chair and sit in it himself. In the same way, Krishna, who is a well-wishing friend of the devotee who likes to perform Harikatha, Krishna himself enters the heart, purifies the heart, and sits in the heart like an asana, like a seat. Therefore, Nitya Bhagavad Sevya, one should consider and perform service of the two types of Bhagavatam. What is one Bhagavatam is the Shastra Bhagavatam, and one performs that seva by continuously hearing. And the other type of Bhagavatam is devotee, and the devotee should constantly serve him, the Bhakta Bhagavatam. Therefore, Kapila Dev has also said, Satapura Sangam Mama Vinsit Samiva Samido, Vavandi Vinkana and Sina Kata. By always using the science of Bhagavad Gita, which is like a nectarian toy, then all of the viciousness is destroyed. Then Naishiki Bhakti, or Nishika Bhakti, then Nishika Bhajan, or Naishiki Bhakti, makes an appearance in the heart. There was already been said, Chirpatam Svarkana Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. This Shravana Kirtana, Harikatha, all by this, all the auspicious things are destroyed. So, first, there is a description of Anandana Bhaja. Then Anandana Vritti. And after that, Anandana Vritti, when Anandana is thrown from the heart, then Nishita Bhaja, or fixed bhajan, makes an appearance. Here, a bhajan means anandana. So, now, in the first verse, Sripatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, this is the description of Anishita Bhajan. And then the next verse, Nasa Pranayasa Bhajan, means just Bhagavad Sevya, that is the description of Nishita Bhajan. Nasa Pranayasa. Nasa Pranayasa means also. Like we heard in this five levels of freedom from anandana, there was Eko Desh Bhakti, Bong Desh Bhakti, then Priyati. So not the Priyati, they indicate Priyati. Where there's only like 10% of anandana's remaining.
2%.
Nishtha Manitya?
What means Nishtha?
Nishtha.
Stability. What means Nishtha? Now the mind is stable. Determination, it is stable. He attains stability in bhajan. That is called Nishtha Bhajan Kriya. In bhajan, I should hear Harikatha, I should chant Hari Bhajan. He remembers some of these. But in the anarth stage, the mind of the sadhak is very restless. If he cannot stabilize his mind, that time, lay, yukshep, kapati, kashaya, rasasa. These obstacles come on the path of the practitioner. What means slay? Every time of Shravan and Kirtan Smara, when a person gets to sleep, at the time of Harikatha, the time of hearing or kirtan of the Harikatha, If you chant it loudly, you don't tend to sleep. But at the time of shravan, he begins to sleep. He begins to feel lazy. And so many people are sleeping now also. Many people are sleeping. I know, I see. At time of smaran, definitely one is going to fall asleep. At time of shravan, you go to sleep. So these are not proper practices. This is produced from tamagun. There are some anarthas still residing. That's why some tamagun ignorance is still there. It will keep our father from tasting the... Because the Janata will not be fully able to taste this Shravan Kirtan Smaran. They will not find taste in this. If he is sleeping, what he will taste? Vikshep. By the time of Shravan Kirtan, etc., he begins to remember, he is hearing Harikatha. In his mind, he is thinking about his home, about his family members. He has so many other things. Material thoughts come in his mind. Mind is restless. He is hearing Harikatha. He is in the midst of Harikatha, but his mind is somewhere else. Cannot hear. This is known as Vikshep. He has the chanting beads in his hand. He is chanting. The hands are moving. The beads. But the mind, where? Very, very far away. In another country, maybe. He's thinking about that country. He's thinking about his home. Oh, how will my family members be maintaining themselves? And here he's chanting also. His hands are moving on the beads. Yes, he's chanting. He got only fixed number of rounds he has decided, but the mind is not there. The result of his chanting is nothing. Rather, it is an offense. At the time of chanting, of shravan, etc., meditating on the thought of the material object or body member that is called vikshep. Lie and vikshep are not there, but still, at the time of shravan and kirtan, what he has desired, but he cannot perform the shravan and kirtan, that is called apratipati. He is sitting for hearing Harikatha, but he is not finding it interesting. His mind is not there. Laziness is disturbing. This is arising from tamagun. Enthusiasm is the life and soul for shravan. For Shraddha. In Kashai, whatever impressions are there because of anger, greed, illusion, pride, and at the time of Sadhan Kal, what is disturbing to the sadhak because of these anarthas during Shravan Kirtan is called Kashai. Somebody may think that he's very wealthy and so handsome. Oh, why? How can sit with these people? That is called Kashai. When he is enjoying some material sense object, he has some material facility, that time He's thinking about his family members, about his properties, about his bank balance. That's why because of these nirthas, he is not able to concentrate in Harikatha. He is not able to chant. The writer of the scripture is saying, after anartha nivritti, still there is some rajo and tamogun residing in the hearts of the
practitioners.
The above spoken anartha, which are disturbing at the time of chanting, shravan, etc. In the time of nisha, person is not disturbed by these five types of anartha. In anishchita stage, there are so many obstacles. But in nishchita stage, the mind becomes stable, and a big fraction, all the obstacles are removed. They don't disturb, cause any disturbances. In one stroke, when Nashiki Bhakti arises in one, lust, greed, his heart is no longer covered with lust, greed, etc., and he is established in Shuddha Sattva, and he is in a very blissful state. Now, the greed and lust are the results of ignorance or rajasic moods. Because he is hearing continually Harikatha and is associating and serving the devotees, that's why he is progressing to Nishchita Bhakti. Translation.
Therefore, Nishita Bhaktakriya means the mind is now fixed. It's fixed in hearing and chanting, also sometimes remembering Harikatha. But before the appearance of this Nishita Bhaktakriya, and after freedom from anarthas, there are still five more stages to be free from. That is, knowing, accept, Satipati, Kosaya, Rasaswa. Knowing, especially the time of Kirtan, sleep will come. At the time of Kirtan, sleep will come. And when it is more severe, at the time of Kirtan,
sleep
will come, that means that obstacle is very strongly present. When sleep comes, the time of hearing, that means not so strong when it's there, and especially the time of remembrance, that sleep will always come. Because the time is still under the grip of Chamagru, therefore this glory means sleep. And this glory will cease in the sight, cease in the audio, taking the sweetness of Bhagavan's Nam, Mohan, and Leela. Then accept means distraction. The mind is pulling the leaf, the mind is also going to another universe. That means chanting, even you are finishing your 64 rounds, and you have not thought of Krishna, you are thinking of my village, my car, my wife, my children, my relatives, the mind is distracted there. A pratipati means in this state there is no sleep or no distraction, but you are not feeling enthusiastic. There's laziness, there's a pratipati disinterest. Then Kosai means from nowhere the six obstacles, lust, greed, anger, envy, madness, illusion. From nowhere it means they come very strongly and catch you. And lastly, rasa swad. By basically to taste different forms of material enjoyment, including thinking, I'm very great, I'm beautiful, I'm very talented speaker, or to think of different types of enjoyment. These are five stages which come after Nanda Nivritti and before the appearance of Nishta.
Also building a new server, so if anybody has a little extra luxury. Jai Prabhupada Gurudev Rani Shambhu.